Prop 19 is one of the hottest issues on the California ballot, but you would never know it from the lack of commercials. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
In the headquarters for the Yes on 19 campaign in downtown Oakland.
Hello, is this Lupe?
Volunteers are logging about 6,000 phone calls a day to likely voters.
Lupe, my name's Gregory Lyons, and I'm a volunteer with the Yes on Proposition 19 campaign. Have you heard about Proposition 19?
Polls show the measure has plenty of name recognition. Nearly 9 out of 10 California voters know what Prop 19 is all about. It would allow adults to grow up to 25 square feet of marijuana and possess up to an ounce. It also would authorize cities and counties to tax and regulate commercial cultivation and retail sales of pot. Usually a California ballot initiative needs several $1 million for expensive TV and radio ads to reach the state's 17 million voters. Prop 19 appears to be the exception.
Basically, it's a grassroots campaign, no pun intended.
Sasha Horowitz is the new media coordinator for Prop 19.
We're utilizing all the excitement on college campuses, on the internet. We've got a Facebook group with over 200,000 fans. We're almost at 210,000. We're partnering with blogs that also have their own virtual phone banking tools.
Horowitz calls it a high-tech, low-capital campaign. The pro-marijuana side has raised less than $3 million, much of it spent on the petition drive that got Prop 19 on the ballot. But that's still 10 times more than the anti-Prop 19 forces have raised.
It is a low-dollar campaign, I think, so a lot of what we're trying to do right now is do it on the cheap, I guess.
Roger Salazar is a spokesman for a group called Public Safety First. It's backed primarily by law enforcement organizations and the California Chamber of Commerce.
Money aside, it's a very sort of sexy issue for a lot of the media. So the interviews that we've been doing on radio, television, and the print media, you know, have been nonstop for the last couple of months.
Salazar and other election experts say most campaign dollars are getting soaked up in the high-profile races for governor and the Senate, not to mention a half dozen controversial ballot initiatives on taxes and climate change.
All the other propositions on the ballot have some big money, big financial interests behind them.
Kim Alexander directs the California Voter Foundation.
That's not the case with Prop 19. You know, we don't have a well-established marijuana industry in California.
At least not yet. Prop 19 supporters say it wouldn't take long for legal pot to become a multi-billion dollar business. But there are still lots of unknowns across California and with federal authorities who oppose the measure. And there are the latest polls, which show Prop 19 losing ground in these final days before the election. Even if the measure flames out next Tuesday, the pro-marijuana forces say they'll keep the fire burning and take another crack at the ballot in the not-too-distant future. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.